Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Nat Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are...
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rye and Shay show. Clearly, we don't have the other two here as per usual. Not sure what to tell you, you know? We tried to get the gang all together and we got divas in the crew.
Yo, that's crazy. She violating, but she not lying. They just, they hear in spirit. They hear in spirit. I'm here on behalf of them.
I think I forgot to let y'all know that I changed the locks on the neighborhood, but I think I hear a knock. I think there's a knock at one of the doors. Yeah, let's see which messy queen decides to appear. Well, would you look at that?
One of them.
And so, oh, right behind him.
You dirty motherfuckers.
I didn't know I was going to be
welcome to the club, guys.
You dirty motherfuckers.
Out on my side. I said, oh, shit.
Y'all niggas changed the locks. Y'all niggas changed the locks. Yo, the fuck y'all acting like baby P?
The fuck is going on?
Y'all acting real. Y'all acting real. Joe Utton pot ass network.
Damn, so fast. This shit hot off the press. You're still going through drama. Mouse already want to bring. Okay, I
see what Mouse always chooses violence.
Right? Violence.
Y'all acting real. Yo Utton podcast over there.
Are you bleeping out the beginnings? Okay.
We a family here.
Welcome back.
Oh my goodness. Yo, so yeah, listen, I want to tell everybody. Yeah, at the end of the day, I wanted to be here last week and the week before. Shay told me to sit at home.
Did I? Because I'll post screenshots.
Shay,
I will post screenshots. Yeah. Listen, we can do this in the chat. Shay, and no responses listen. From Mouse.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, Chase said sit at home.
Sit at home. And then Mac and was I, like, I, and then Mac was I, like. I, who are you to tell Mouse to sit at home? And
listen, I'm benching like, niggas. This 2021 niggas is getting benched.
Yo,
out the game.
There is so much violence. So I was just a nigga to stay, right?
clearly, you is you parks. You the nigga that like.
Yo, so much violence.
Listen, you
boxed the meat rider. You was like, Shay, listen, Shay. They just have to know who you are, Shay. Shay, they just have to understand. No, Shay, it's okay. They just don't know who you are.
Wow. First of all, let me start by saying this. This is my show. I don't got to talk to Shay. I don't got to talk to back or mouth. It's my shit. Okay, I got it. Mine is mine. All right, so I don't.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to another week of Guys Next Door, man.
Oh, man.
We
the full house.
Fucking
full house. It ain't been goodness, a full house in a while. Golly.
It's been a minute.
Y'all want to talk about
I felt like y'all forgot where you lived.
Oh, listen, no, you can never forget this neighborhood.
I think it was like the what's it called? The bloop in
the blip.
The blip. That shit.
Volcano snap.
Mouse and Mac.
The past 3 weeks just
And niggas just popped back up like, yo, yo, what happened? My food expired. Like, nah, you've been gone. you've been gone.
Well, I come back and Matt got a bid. How long have we been gone?
I know, right? You must have been gone for like 3 years, 3-4 years before that happened.
We had to be gone. Mac had a full bid when I came back. Mac bid looked like mine.
Stop it. Listen, I wish.
I think I remember how to go. I think I remember how this goes. It goes Welcome back to another week of Guys Next Door. We appreciate having you guys. Shout out to the listeners. We'd be not without you guys, the neighborhoods. Understand something. It might have been away for a while, but I don't forget who I talked to first. The Kimmy Gibblers, the Hakeem Campbells of the world, the people who get 2 episodes for the price of none and still complain when we late. Talk about who hasn't been on the episode. But clearly you were there with nothing but opinions and vibes, okay? How about you head over to the Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Sign up for the Patreon. We had already told you. We got extra episode. How many episodes? We got 2 or 3 episodes per month, extra episodes. Mm-hmm. We got visual content. We got some other shit. We got merch. Listen.
Some other shit.
We got some other shit because I don't want to start lying. That's why I say some other shit. Some other shit encompasses everything. But yeah,
He's not lying.
If you want episodes where all 4 of us are there all the time, on Patreon. It's on Patreon. So make sure you head to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Become a patron and pick up your keys today. Make sure you are following, subscribing. Leave a comment. Mm-hmm. If you're listening on Apple, 5 stars. Why? Because we need validation. We're children. Give us validation. So, yes, like, comment, rate, and subscribe if you are listening on Apple Podcasts. Or just keep listening and subscribing wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, @GuysNextDoorPod. Use the #GuysNextDoor if you want to continue the conversation over there. And last but not least, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page, Guys Next Door Podcast. Yo, y'all want to talk about what the fuck has happened in the past 3 weeks, where we were? I mean, well,
I didn't go nowhere.
I didn't have no days off.
Just, you know.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Che Button. My apologies.
Jesus.
Guys, nuts.
Well,
where
you been at?
So
we would like to know.
Clearly, this is my therapy. This is where the only place in the world I am vulnerable. I lost my uncle, rest in peace, Atwood Miles Moore. I lost my uncle and did not expect that. And my uncle was probably my most loudest and largest supporter. So losing him to COVID, especially after we thought he had beat it, losing him an entire year later, that shit hit me. And it hit me harder than I really expected it to. And death is nothing I'm new to, but I don't know. We expect to lose grandparents. I've lost both my grandmothers, rest in peace. Juanita, rest in peace, Nanny. I lost both my grandmothers, but you expect that. I did not realize that I'm the age where I start to lose those pillar family members. Mm-hmm. I hadn't lost a pillar like that since my grandmother's. And once again, you kind of expect to lose your grandmother, right? After a certain age, you kind of expect it. So yeah, although it hurt, it was very much a sense of, Grandma, y'all done lived y'all life. Go ahead. My uncle was not done. Well, God said he was done. So, but to me, I was not expecting that. So that hit a little rough. So I don't think anything like that has ever happened to me where I just disconnected. I just had to disconnect. Anybody who was trying to reach me outside of my kids and immediate, they kind of knew. They had access to me, but outside of that, man, that phone went on D&D. Shout out to my cousins. We all went to Houston and had a really good time.
and just loving on each other. But yeah, that is where I was. I had to take a few me days and kind of get over that and get back to me. I had to recharge my toxicity.
You know, you had us for a moment, like the heart was shed in tears, and then you led, you finished it with that.
Had to recharge my I was a lot of toxicity. I would have been no good. I would have been no good, man. We would have been on an
episode. You would have been a good man. You would have been good.
Which would not have been me. Therefore, would have been no good.
Jesus.
Change, man.
Wow. He's, man.
Look at the range, man. I got the whole new game plan. The
same game plan.
Matt, you was on your honeymoon.
I guess you can call it that.
No, you know, okay. I've been telling people you were on your honeymoon.
So no, listen, we told people while we were out there that we were on our honeymoon. It was essentially we went out, you know. The thing about this job that we do, guys, you know, it's a grind, right? Once you get the job, you know, you're grinding, you're in the character, you're being someone else, you're in a whole different skin. But then as soon as you finish the job, you don't have a job again. So you really got to get back on the grind to get another job. Mm-hmm. So the grind never ends. So being that we were out here in Virginia for God knows how long.
Yeah, almost shit. 2 years, bro.
Yeah, man. It was really like, you know, all right, let me take the girls somewhere. You know, let me get a chance to kind of like love on them. You know, we got some bread now. Like we can go to like one of the most expensive resorts in Puerto Rico. 5 stars, nothing less than
Puerto Rico.
Shit was crazy. It was very expensive, but the shit was crazy.
Did you speak Spanish when you was there?
Very slightly.
No, you did.
Un poquito, or whatever. Poquito. There we go.
I don't know. Poquito. You could have told me that was the word, and I would have believed it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was. I just very little. The funniest shit was
un poquito. That's it. That's it.
Yeah. The funniest shit was the guys like the guides and all of that. Like we went through a rain. Before Steve started speaking, wait, am I back? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're back. What? Look, we was gonna roll with it. Because the audio is still rolling. So the audio was still going.
Like, no, but in my mind, I remember last time it happened, it was just to me. So I'm looking at y'all to see, like, are y'all hearing the same thing? So I'm like, maybe it's just my shit again and everybody else shit, right? So I'm just like,
yeah.
And then I see Miles like, I'm like, all right, we're on the same page.
Yeah, my bad. I was saying the guide that took us through the rainforest, Christina would speak in Spanish, and it came out better than mine.
Definitely.
Why is Christina more fluent than you?
I knew that from jump.
Yeah.
Hey, Blair, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Listen, to be
completely honest, bro, if it's you or Christina, we're going Christina everywhere.
She's
way better than me, bro. Way
better. Yeah, yeah, and everything. It fucking sucks.
Well, Mac, we have our little pact where we've agreed that we're gonna learn Spanish together, no?
Very true. That is very true.
It's the Spanish people not knowing Spanish for me.
Shut up. Fuck you, man.
Shut up.
I know a little Espanol.
I feel like Ryan definitely knows more than the both of us.
It's the Spanish people not know Spanish.
It wasn't meant
Ryan
to
has
be,
been in bro. Ryan has been in Mexico enough to know Spanish by now.
If Ryan don't know Spanish as much as he's been in Mexico, that nigga is a demon.
Now it's on me.
No, you know Spanish.
To know Spanish. The two people that are Spanish,
but
don't
you live
even know it.
You have a house in Mexico.
You live there, bro. What's wrong with you? Imagine living somewhere and then
she looked on me. Like, how?
imagine living in a place not knowing the language.
I'm in California.
Kinda like.
I don't count.
I ain't gonna do it because already gonna be offensive enough this episode. I don't want to do it. I forgot. Because I was gonna say like Mexicans do.
All right, see, wow.
No, no,
but
no.
They don't know the language.
I've talking right. over you on purpose.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So nobody never seen a Mexican?
Shut up. I'm going to mute you next.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They just be in here smiling.
I don't know.
They can hear me in my recording. You can mute me on here. They can still hear me.
Jesus Christ.
No, I'm just saying, like, you ever speak to them and they just be like,
bro.
So imagine Ryan like that in Mexico.
Son.
They speak in Spanish and Ryan just like, okay. Tacos.
How did I get here?
Violence today.
Oh, wait, God. I added this. I felt like it was necessary.
Wow. This is I came on this podcast to just unwind.
All right.
Didn't come.
We like 15 minutes in. Let's get to it. What we talk about today, we talk about morals. We're talking about morals. I want to tell you why I want to talk about morals today. I want to tell you why I want to talk about morality. A few weeks ago on this podcast, it was me and Che, one-on-one. Her on one side, me on the other side. And I spoke about it being okay to shut the fuck up sometimes. You know, it being okay to shut your black mouth. It being okay to not care about everything because eventually it's going to make you a what? A fraud. And what happened the past couple of weeks was people's fake virtuosity, their fake morality, has proven them to be frauds. I want to talk about two people in particular. I want to talk about, first and foremost, I want to talk about, because I haven't spoken about this publicly until somebody else spoke about it. Once that person spoke about it, I said, okay, I can talk about it. I want to talk about Mr. Derrick Jackson.
My God.
Now, I witnessed some fraudulency in this man's demeanor and technique in person. Somebody who we know and love almost stomped a mud hole through that nigga behind that bullshit, but we'll talk offline. But what I will say is from that moment, I never heard of the nigga before that day. But what I did notice is that he attempted to take the lowest point of somebody we all, at least two of us, three of us, outside of Che, we love. He has embraced us with open arms, showed us a lot of love. He attempted to take a dig at that man at his lowest moment, at a moment where things wasn't looking the best and the world kind of seemed against him. And Derrick Jackson used that moment to kind of further himself in this narrative that he is this black woman saver. And that, you know, he's a bitch made nigga. Derrick Jackson's a bitch made nigga. He's 6'5", 320 pounds, a bitch made nigga.
Wait, is he?
He's 6'5". He's 6'5".
Oh, no, because I saw a tweet.
I know. Yeah, and I wasn't going to defend him online, but that nigga is the same. He's 6'5".
Okay.
He is the same exact height as the other tallest person we've had on this podcast. Think about it. You'll get it.
Eventually. Okay. Carry on.
So the chicken man, Ryan, the chicken man. So
I'm trying to catch up in all the everything.
Right. So Derek Jackson, who's been out here pilfering the good Lord's word, who's been out here pilfering and peddling this washed down version of Christianity.
Hey, that's a good word, Mouse Jones.
Yeah, I'm here, baby. I'm here, baby. He's back.
I'm about to say that toxicity is back, ladies and gentlemen. Back,
baby. Because let me tell you something about this motherfucker. Now, this is probably the most fame he's ever gotten. He's on the BBC. He's in Essence. He's in the Times. He's in New York Daily. The places that will never cover our black ass are talking about his bullshit. This bitch made nigga. At this point, y'all already know. If you haven't, press pause and go Google. I'm not gonna spend all day explaining to you. This bitch made nigga not only lied to all the women that listen to him every day or whatever, he puts these fucking Umar Johnson-esque videos out, but he lied to his wife.
Ooh.
You preach in relationship from outside your side chick's house. Now, I don't know that to be true.
But no, it what? Is.
But
it
guess
is.
What? Listen, I don't know it to be true, but what I do know is true, he's a liar, so I can't trust what he says. So, there's that, okay? So let me tell you what the most bitch made. This is when I call niggas more than, because everybody fucks up. I don't put it above nobody. If you cheat or if you don't, I don't put that up. I put it, I start to look at you sideways when you start berating people. When you start using people's downfall to try and push your narrative. Oh, because you don't cheat, you this, that, and third, or you cheating. By he said out of his own mouth, he said, if a man cheats, I have no empathy. I don't feel bad for you. Men that cheat are scum. He said, out of his own black ass lips, he said that if you are even separated, then you should not date other people. The thing about a liar.
He's giving me Miss Cleo vibes.
Miss Cleo was a lot smoother than this.
Ryan, you got to chill. You have
Miss Cleo
chill.
Was a lot smoother than this. This. Listen, when I tell you this,
call me now for your free reading.
He's giving me Miss Cleo vibes. Like he's preaching everything to do, but not doing it.
I'm gonna tell you where I called his morality. Not even the cheating, bro. Everybody falls short. The flesh is weak, bro. If you fell in, you fell in. I get it. It was when you brought your wife into it, you bitch made nigga. When Derek bitch made Jackson woke his wife up, she still had coal in her eye, and brought her downstairs to sit on the couch and hold his fucking funky ass ashy hand while he copped a plea and signed statements about 42 infidelities. I don't know if it was 42. I don't know if it was 42. It was a lot.
42.
Shit. And we're laughing and joking, but this is where I seriously have the issue. Y'all know good and well I don't put my family in harm's way. Y'all know good and well I don't put my I don't Mac post his daughter. I don't post Mac's daughter. Him and Christina share multiple times. I'm the godfather order. I don't post baby Tris. I don't post my other gotcha. I don't post Squirtle. I don't do that. Because I don't want nothing from me to get on them. I don't want nobody to ever want to do something to them or put them on way based on me. Whatever I do, right, wrong, and different, that's me. Imagine not taking accountability for you being a lying, ain't shit, cheating ass nigga by diverting attention by making your wife the Trojan horse. You used your wife as a shield, you bitch made nigga. That's when I call niggas' morals into fucking question. That's when I know niggas don't got no morals. That's when I know niggas wasn't raised the same. That's home. You protect home. You fucked up. Her only mistake was trusting your stupid ass. And she had that fucking stupid ass bonnet on.
She was tired in that video.
I don't even blame her for wearing a fucking bonnet.
I don't even think she knew where she was. She was just there.
She just woke up.
Son, it was like the sun was in her eyes, boy.
She just woke up,
and the blind is over. You don't even like, damn, like, oh.
I know we typically talk about these type of things on Thursdays
before you brought me into this shit.
I know we typically talk about these things on Thursdays, but God damn it, we missed last Thursday, and so we're making it up by just because this is some shit that ties directly into what we want to talk about, morality. Because you got to be a man of moral. It's not about what you do when everybody looking. It's not about what you do when YouTube cameras is on. It's not about what you're doing when you're trying to sell some iron-on black men don't cheat t-shirts.
Ooh.
It's about what you do when you fuck up and you're being called to task. You're being held accountable. That's like, morality. You got integrity.
I look at that shit like an athlete. Like, yeah, what we see is on the court. Like, that's what you do to show the people. Like, what he did was preach to the choir. He said everything you're supposed to do and what you shouldn't do. And then as an athlete, you know, off the court, you got to keep them same morals. Because if you get caught, it's going to affect you. You ain't going to get paid to play on the court no more.
Big facts.
So you got it. You got to do right. You can't do certain things and at least get caught at them shits. And the fact that you preaching all this shit and doing all this shit off the court, it's like you really fucked up not only at home, which is the biggest thing, and your health, your mental health is you fucked up the chicken. You fucked up the chicken.
No. This nigga did not fuck up the chicken.
Did you believe in him?
I'm a nigga. Don't know black stupid people, women.
So you think it's like we know he did wrong, but right. He's admitting he's wrong, so that's like a true whoa. Like
the Chitlin Circuit don't love nothing more than a redemption tour.
Ooh.
This nigga done some nigga. We've been trying to get Robert Sylvester the fuck out of here, and they keep redeeming his ass. That nigga ain't never apologized for nothing he did. This nigga had the nerve to sit on the camera with the wife in the fucking bonnet. And apologize. Nigga, do you not know he just cashed in checks for the next 20 years?
Yeah.
He's going on tour. It's the redemption tour, boy. That's my worst part about it. He done got like 200,000 more followers off of this shit, bro.
Could this be a publicity stunt?
He not that smart. I've talked to this nigga. He's not that smart. I've had conversations with this nigga. He's not that smart.
It don't take him. It don't take him to make that decision. Bro,
this is niggas.
It just takes somebody a little smarter.
I feel you. But this is niggas being dumb, bro. Yeah. A nigga with no money, without the following he got, without no platform, niggas do this every day. Which is why I said on Nosy Neighbors when we in jest, I was talking about the baby. What is niggas gonna do, bro? If there's one thing you can count on niggas to do, embarrassing.
Yeah.
Rich or poor, niggas is gonna embarrass you. But this is bigger than him. It's the morality. It's the integrity, the lack of integrity. I'm telling you, this shit is nasty. Whatever you do, you protect home, boy.
Big facts.
Whatever you do, you protect home. Your wife, you protect home. Matt, talk to me, something, man. You a married
or at least
man,
I'm about to say, at least you're supposed to, right? I think the big son. I had that conversation with Christina when this shit happened. Like, the shit that pissed me off the most is him bringing his wife into it. I was like, yo, if you a real nigga, if you gonna handle it and own up to your shit, why are you bringing people? Like, your wife doesn't need to be brought into it. Be a man. Stand on your own two feet. Now, again, I understand you want to show a unified front. It is what it is, blah, 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 blah. But honestly, it just takes the onus off of you, and it puts it on you, too.
And now your wife a joke.
And now your wife is a joke, a running joke.
You made your wife a joke. We going to talk shit about your wife.
You definitely going to be in the yearly recap.
Yo, your Uncle Murder on Wild.
Even though he said he retired. He got it. He gonna say something about this.
Yo, the Uncle Murder gonna talk about that fucking stupid ass camo set she had on. Gonna talk about her fucking. She said she got a. She said it's a helmet of salvation. I said,
all right, sis.
I'm selling them. Helmet of salvation is outside the guy's next door house.
The helmet of salvation.
You go on tour. I'm bringing some helmets of salvation to sell.
Who does she think she is, Captain Black America? What the fuck is this?
And now you're making a joke about this woman.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm garbage.
Derek Maxson.
Hey, hold on, yo. And the fucked up thing, even on top of that, didn't the nigga do like a reaction
he
video?
He did a reaction video to his own to apology. His own video. Here goes the scary part. Here goes the part that let me know. If it ever came down to it, I gotta hit this nigga with a call. The nigga spoke in third person for at least 10 minutes, bro. He spoke in third person for at least 10 minutes. I said, a nigga like that, nigga don't got no marbles. You know when niggas say lost his marbles? Niggas don't have no marbles.
None.
Listen, we're gonna keep talking about morality today. Today, we're talking about morality. We're talking about morals. We're talking about integrity. We're talking about integrity. Matter of fact, I keep saying the wrong word. It ain't morality. We talking about integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people with lacking integrity. Me. I ain't got no integrity. because when homeless people ask me for money, I ask them for money right back.
Mouse.
I do. Somebody told me if you ask a homeless person for money before they ask you, it's like it's the total deflection.
I asked, so when they ask me for money, I ask them for change. They be like, yo, you got five? So they ask me, so I'd be like, you got change for 100? Nah.
Yo.
It's only white
homeless people though. Okay. I give black homeless people money.
I flat out don't give. If you're not black, you're not getting money from me.
That's why I know they don't got change for whatever I'm asking for.
Sorry.
Because if you got change for, you don't need
money. Specifically,
mine.
If you're white, you're not getting money from me.
When I was younger, a white person homeless person came into her window and knocked on it, like, yo, could I get some money? She rolled down the window and was like, do you realize all you got to do is take a shower? You can get a job. And she rolled her window back up. I was like, I will never.
From that literally. Day, like, son. Guess what? Like, use your privilege. One. That is your currency.
Real one.
I love it. No, but seriously. Lack of integrity, again. Let's talk about the Joe Bump podcast for a minute. Let's talk about Joe Bump.
I just knew you couldn't resist, could you?
Let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about the lack of integrity. Talking about a man whose integrity has been in question since Mood Music 3. We're talking about a man who's been accused of a lot of things. Having integrity is not one of them. But he'll tell you. He'll growl and yell. And he'll turn red and he'll yell. And he'll say,
are we talking about Funk
this
Flex?
I'm talking about Joseph Button. Sometimes it's hard to... It's easy to get them confused, I understand. But yeah, no. They're both bald with beards and yell a lot and have questionable interactions with women. But, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going off the notes.
What notes? We didn't agree to this.
I'm high. I'm sitting back. I'm here for the episode.
Joseph's been yelling and screaming about putting on for the black community. This entire ordeal with him and Spotify, when he imploded yet another deal. Because if you notice, everywhere that Joseph goes and it starts to go good, Joseph fucks it up. And he has a way of white manning it. He has a way of white womaning it.
Makes white you think, womaning it?
Yeah, he makes you think it was everybody else. He left Everyday Struggle. It was Complex. Fuck him. I agree with you there. Fuck him. Very shaky over there. But then...
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
But then, you also did that with Def Jam. Let's not forget when you were doing music, you did Def Jam, but we as kids, I'm not even going to act like I knew what the fuck was going on. I hate the industry. I think it's a bunch of fuckery anyway. So, boom. But boy, oh boy, you get to Spotify. You have Spotify. Talking cash shit, you and your cohorts. Certain podcasts even forced you guys to change your name because it was a little shaky. It was a little shaky. It was called the Joe Budden Podcast. Then a certain podcast start calling in the plus twos. Next thing you know, podcast name has changed. Neither here nor there. I'm just saying.
Well,
integrity. But the Spotify deal goes to shit. And in the midst of that, what does he try to do? He hops on the Black Lives Matter movement. This is black excellence. You niggas won't understand what I'm doing. Remember he was doing all that? Getting real bread in the face?
I remember that, yeah.
He was talking about other successful black men that was really putting on for the culture. He was attacking them niggas. He was playing a dirty game. Lack of integrity here. Lack of integrity. Then you got to walk your monkey ass over to Patreon like the rest of us.
Like me. I will be walking to Patreon every month. Appreciate y'all. Could we get some more deals? Appreciate it. Let's go.
He walked over to fucking Patreon and got a regular deal like the rest of us. Except he got a shiny thing on the desk that said, you get a shiny thing on the desk. That's what it said. Right?
Yeah.
Then we started hearing the rumbles that the man who has been singing and talking about black excellence, talking about ownership, equity.
He used that word a lot. I remember that word.
Oh, boy, did he. He used the word equity like a motherfucker. He used the word equity like it was the word of the day, every day. So when that happens, well, he showed us what the fuck happened when you don't got equity and ownership. Now, whatever you did to that white man, good on you. that black man with the hips didn't deserve that.
Yeah,
this nigga's crazy.
What did you just?
This nigga's crazy.
I said it. I didn't say nothing bad. I didn't say nothing bad.
Mouse.
I use the adjective. I'm describing Mouse. Somebody. All right, now the nigga Mouse. Mortal got hips. All right, bro. I hate it here.
But I see what you're saying. Like he did. It, so I mean, I don't. So I don't know. Like full,
more I don't, built like Carl Winslow.
Yo, stop.
Well, the only nigga I would justify.
That's only what I justify his hips.
That's just my guy. So
all right. So
I mean, I don't know the full. Eddie. I don't know the justify full story. Eddie and Laura's I don't know the full story me. About it. But if the whole shit is really about chicken. And he's violating moaning. That's just some foul wild shit.
I don't think it's about chicken. I think it's literally about what we're talking about today. I think so it's about ownership. Morals. No, it's about integrity. Morals and integrity.
Because and, if them your mans, and this is on everything I love. And I've matter of fact, I've shown it. He Man Woman Hates Club podcast. That was my baby. I did that. But I always show love to my nigga Reek. Reek was there in the trenches from day one. Reek was there. Me and Matt get cool. Matt come on the show. We start working out. We start seeing like, damn, there's something here. All right, cool.
Reek was dead. Nigga never got booted. Mm-hmm. Reek was dead from we signed with loudspeakers. Reek was dead. I bring mine with me. I bring mine. Guys next door. We here. We really a family. We really a family. Nigga could never look and tell another nigga to take a sit at home.
Because niggas already at home already.
We already at the house.
What the nigga gonna tell me?
Nigga, we be talking about nigga. We be like,
I wasn't coming anyway.
He be like, yo, Mouse, maybe you should take the day off. Bitch, I was.
I wasn't coming.
Home already, nigga. What are you talking
about? But here goes, this shows you the integrity. And then I'll move out the way because it seems biased with me talking about it. This shows you the integrity or the lack thereof. I'm judging you how you treat people you believe need you. That man don't do nothing but put people around him that need him, whether it's the women. Mm-hmm. That he have around him. He never have a woman of any comparable status. You discover these women. You find these women. You give these women some notoriety, some light. Same thing with these motherfuckers around you. I mean, I get it. Maul has his ties to the industry and things of that nature, but everybody likes being lit. Everybody wants to be lit. If not, then what you doing in front of a podcast? Why are you on tweeting funny things with you? You're doing it so people can notice you. We know the white man. He wants to be cool. He wants to be down. He wants to be down. He wants to be with the community.
I'm so getting blocked later.
He definitely wasn't with the community when those black men was coming to him, telling him, hey, listen, at your party, this is happening at me. What you gonna do? He wasn't with the community then. But he wants to be down with the community, with the parties and the podcast. So I guess
be down is crazy, but very
be accurate. Down with the community.
Words are very accurate. I must say.
I'm just saying, it's the integrity.
Turn left.
He didn't want to be down with the community. He didn't want to be down with the teeth brushing community, the dental hygiene community.
Oh my
he won't
God.
Be down with that community.
Yo, Mouse.
His teeth are the same color as Matt's sweater. When Matt got the sweater, it said, what color that sweater? It said Rory teeth.
You know, it's crazy because I only choose I choose violence to people that I like. It's like I'll say this, I agree with violence when it's needed. And there's certain aspects of that that are needed. So I'm not mad at you at Mouse's violence, especially on that person. Like I said, my relationships are different with everybody.
Listen,
so this whole conversation. No.
I have nothing bad to say about Moore. We spoke. It's not.
No,
this is
no, but I
literally.
But I'm trying to say, like, on my behalf, it's like, yeah, I got a friendship in this, but everybody else, I'm not friends with. I'm not cool with. So on other shit that I got to really like on a real playing field, like I feel like the other homie is just I just don't fuck with him off of my personal reasons. Shit, he's done on some dumb shit. So when you continue to violate,
you talking about gray teeth?
Yeah. So when you continue to violate in situations, instead of me putting it in my hands, and I've done this before with other people they were cool with at one point in time, I just let the hands of God take that. Control of that shit. You know what I mean? Like, and it always works. It's worked with them so well that Mouse. It's like, I know I don't have
down.
To do nothing. You're going to. Nigga said he's God. This is wild.
I didn't say that. Oh, I didn't say that.
You like
that.
To let karma handle your lightweight.
Yeah, but me, exactly. I don't need to really violate you because I know you're going to really violate yourself in a sense. Like, I know you're that dumb to have so much going for you. That you've done little petty shit that it don't last. Like, shit can get taken from you like this when you do dumb shit. So when this happened, it's like, I don't feel bad for him. For other reasons, yes, is shouldn't go down like that. But for him, like.
But let's talk about the lack of integrity. Do you feel there was anything in lacking of integrity in that? Or because some people do feel like, yo, it's his shit. He can say what he want with it.
You see, I don't think I know enough about the situation and all of the stuff, all the conversation that happened behind the scenes to really know. But what I can say is, from what we've seen over the years of other people that have left the podcast, of the way that he's handled other situations, we can probably gauge that it was a lack of tact. I think that's the best way to put it. You know,
I think you're being nice, buddy.
I think I'm being nice as well.
I think you should be honest. You should be honest. How about that? Because this is a pod. This is the Guys Next Door podcast. This is Let's be honest. Let's throw that. You were just somebody else for a fucking year and a half.
Yeah.
I want you to be fucking Tristan Mack Paul Wiles for a moment. And I want you to be fucking Bloody Genius from Stapleton fucking Project. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be honest in this moment. I don't want you to be anyone other than the person being honest. Don't be nice. Be honest.
Get him.
Ryan.
I'll say this, man. On the real, the past is fucked up, bro. Like, on the real, like, the past is fucked up. And it seems like, until I know more information about what y'all conversation was, again, all I heard was like the rumblings, you know, like you and Maul had a conversation and it didn't go well. I mean, what the fuck do you expect if you're disrespecting somebody? A nigga like Maul isn't gonna say what he says because or it's not gonna go left because you're respecting the situation. It's not gonna go left because you're being decent and mindful of the people that you're fucking working with. It's only gonna go left. You know it's gonna go left. So yeah, man, that nigga needs to do some real deep soul searching because he's about to lose the one thing that he has.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's another one. I think he is another one that there was an iteration of this podcast prior to these guys.
I agree.
Then there was like a second iteration within this iteration with the addition of the other white man. I don't know.
I thought about it the way you're thinking about it too, Mo.
I think he'll be fine. I don't think his fans are fans of integrity. I don't think they care. They're his fans. They've been with him. I am somebody who once was a Joe Budden fan. Then I met him. And then it was like,
you say to never meet your idols.
No, it wasn't an idol. I was just
I'm just saying just people of status in general. Like,
I say that all the time. Like, you don't ever want to chill with the person you love to listen to or love to see play a sport.
Listen, so I still think and when we talk about rap, y'all always know he will always be in my top 10. But when we're talking about a man, we're talking about a man who is judged on the merit of their actions. I don't think he has amassed a following that will judge him on his lack of integrity, but will be just like the people he surrounds himself with, very coddling, very protective, and very forgiving. They'll overlook this because it doesn't directly affect them.
Can I cut in? Because I have a little bit of a different perspective on it.
Can you cut in? Go fuck at home. Sit at home.
I'm sorry, you want to get bounced off the screen?
Sorry, I was feeling like Yo Yutton.
It's crazy. But, so I've had people who have asked me, like, our dynamic on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a person who has previously preached, I won't say equity, but, you know, like, contracts and having firm boundaries and stuff like that. And when they hear me go on little side rants about the nature of our family ship over here, they're like, oh, well, why haven't you put them on contract? Why haven't you done this? I was like, honestly, I know that they would never do that to me. I know that they would never put me into that position to where I feel like I have to go the legal route and come for head.
Shay, I'm gonna tell you this. I'll fire you before I give you a contract.
That's how I gotta be because look,
I bring a contract into some shit, then it's going to be strictly business. You're not going to like me if it's not a family and work type situation. Because if you're under contract and I know this is your, because you're you know what's expected from me as far as money, like everything goes. I gotta now turn into like, all right, well, she expects this. This is what she going like. And she's also, get this. Like it's a different thing. And not also, saying I don't respect you as much as a contract or something like that, but it's like we good. If there's a problem, we talk about it, we fix it. If it's not, but once that and paperwork gets involved, it's like
and let's be fucking clear.
I'm not advice.
Let's be fucking clear. There's no contract, there's no name, title, legal jargon that would properly represent what Che does and has done for this show.
I agree.
So, like, it would be extreme. We'd be like, I don't know what the fuck, wife? Like, I don't know. That would be the only contract.
That's literally the only thing that fits.
Che walked in to take pictures.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's all a I month wanted in, to
do. Literally a month in, became our mother, our wife, our friend, our confidant, our producer, our assistant, our executive producer, our talent wrangler. I don't know. I'm missing some job. So yeah, we not like that over here, you know. And I can't speak for that, Che. That's for you to say. But I don't think we are like that. I don't think we have that.
No, we definitely. When I say we function as a family, like y'all have no idea how we be going at it in the group chat. Like we literally bicker in the group chat.
It's a very passive aggressive.
Very passive aggressive. Very like, huh? Anybody heard from this nigga? No, I guess we not recorded today. Like very. we literally, but we do it.
Yeah, we recording at 11:50, y'all.
Yeah,
11:51. 11:51. Yo, y'all. I gotta finish cleaning the house. Give me 20 minutes.
The roof. The roof is missing, and they said it's going to rain tomorrow. I gotta do that first. After that, I got you.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
But we do it in front of each other. We're
Listen. They said the rain is looking.
Oh, the roof is fucking missing. Oh my!
Like I love y'all, but I got a family. So
at least we keep a level of bluntness with each other to where
transparency.
But I also say this: when it comes to that bread, we gonna break it. Like always. I'm not hiding nothing. Yeah. Niggas gonna see it. Yo, we made this. We're gonna break it up. This person get this. There's sometimes that we be paying out bread to people, and then I look back at it, I'm like, yeah, that's half of what I got paid this month. Like, that's close to what I got paid. And right. Yeah, you doing work just like I'm doing, but it's my show. Like, what the fuck? Like, how you getting paid $200 less than what I'm getting paid? But it's understandable. Like, and some people get it, and some people don't. Like, I'll say this: I don't really listen to other podcasts. That's just not me. But I did hear this from somebody we talk about, which Joe said, which this might be the only thing that I could be like, word. He said 10 to 50% of podcasts is the only ones that get paid. And if you really, and if you,
and we are, million, very, and I always say we're extremely lucky to be in that 10 to 15%, bro.
And niggas, and that's just like a dollar. If a nigga get a dollar, he's part of that 10 to 15% of over millions of podcasts that start daily. So if I'm in that and I
know. Yo, you see that? You seen that just now? A podcast just started.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
And the fact that we're ones that are making bread from it, like, yo, I'm happy to break bread when I get it. And I'm going to get it because that's what we do. But there will never be an argument in this chat about some bread. And
that's one thing we ain't never argued about.
If there's bread, if there's bread issues, go get a job. Fuck that.
Big facts.
Like, that's all I'm dealing with.
I think it's integrity, man. And I think it's bigger than that, right? I think we all three could if we decide to, because we give opportunity. That's what I say. We give opportunity and work with people who ain't quote unquote on our level, our fame or notoriety, whatever you want to call it. We don't treat motherfuckers less than. You are as integral to this show as we are. So shout out to EA. Shout out to Rel. The nigga Rel literally has been rocking with me for like 5 years. He's our editor. And he gets to curse us out. Like, we work for him.
Regularly.
Yeah, he deserves, absolutely.
He deserves to do it, too.
Yeah,
he's earned that right. I'm going to take a moment. I got to shout out the show wife, though, because I know you left it out because you forget how to pronounce my name. But shout out to Ty.
Thank you very much.
I knew, I saw what you did there. Had to come in. Had to make sure she
I was trying.
I love her equally as much.
Gotcha. And same thing. We don't treat anybody, and this is not to say a guy next door is better than these people. No, it's not that. We just saying there's integrity on this side. That's what we're saying. Man.
That's what I'm going to say.
If you don't speaking on integrity.
Yeah, nigga cut Ryan off.
Sorry. Go ahead, Ryan.
You know Ryan going to talk about it. You know he's going to talk about it.
Here we go. On the island. You got it, Ryan.
Just what I was going to say. Now what I say is going to sound like this is not what we about. But this is what we about over here. Look, if you don't need your manager all up in your videos and, you know, rah-rah, jumping up and down in your face, come to Guys Next Door.
Talk about it.
Come to the Guys Next Door Network.
Like I said, come to Death Row.
Yo, to the Guys Next Door Network? No, you got to chill.
Come to the GND Network. What's popping?
Gang.
What's popping? Gang, what's popping? Come to G&D Network. You get as many ads as you get on the Joe Budden
Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't do this with y'all. Not today. Not today. It's over.
Wow. Did we have to bring him back so soon?
I thought.
What the fuck are you going to do? Keep me at home? I look like Rory?
Wow.
Pow, 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 pow. Shit.
Yeah. Definitely getting blocked.
It's all right. Well, that I don't.
No, yeah. Let's talk about it. Integrity. Integrity. We don't have no listening letter today. Today, our listening letter is coming from our very own listening letter. Mac Wiles, we're talking off air. Now we're talking on air. Now, I want you to set up your listener letter.
Okay. It'll be quick, guys. Fuck you, Mouse.
You thought you was getting out of me. You thought all this ignorance was gonna show me.
I was trying to get you out of it, Mac, and just say,
I know.
But it's up to you.
So I'm up for a big role. A very big role. Huge role. But the problem is that the role is a little controversial. Not a little, it's a lot of it controversial. Actually, you know what? Rel, just listen for the right spot.
God don't want him to speak.
I don't think God
wants God don't want to him this. To speak.
Don't y'all put that on God. That's the devil. It ain't nothing the devil. What? Matt, it's on you, Matt.
Nigga said,
I said, Rel, I just want you to bleep out. Yeah, I'm about to say, Rel, just bleep out certain spots. You're going to know what to bleep out. So I'm up for a role right now to play. Bleep that out.
He said, "Well, you know what to bleep out. Bleep that out."
I just got
to
make sure that he knows. But it's against. Hasn't authorized it. It's against what he wants to do. I've been banging my head against the wall trying to figure out if I should do it or not. One, it's a leading role. Two, it's something that's like, it's been a dream role of mine, something I've prayed about for mad long, and it's actually in my lap, just under very unfortunate circumstances. So I've been sitting here trying to figure out which way to go about it. How do I feel about it? And should I take it or not? So I'll ask you guys, like I said, it's my listener letter. So I'll ask you guys, what do you think I should do?
You know him?
I've never met him.
Can you get in contact with him?
I can try.
Don't know how safe this is.
No. Because I'm trying to flush through. I'm not saying do it. Because I'm also thinking if he tells you no, you're really gonna be like, oh, should I don't know. Nigga told me no, so I wouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't ask him. damn, like,
why not though? Because I mean, that's better than anything I would have answered, like, right? Like, I think that kind of cuts through it, right? That's the integrity, right? If you,
but if you want to do it regardless, Mouse, you're gonna do it,
and right?
If,
we look for
confirmation. Ask the nigga, and he say no,
right? Because as humans, we're always looking for confirmation. That's all we want. As humans, we want confirmation and affirmation. That's all we want. So you're going to look to him. You're going to go to him and ask him, listen, I'm in this weird predicament. This is a role. I wanted to play you. It's a leading role. This is, you know, and this is me speaking on Max behalf. I don't know if he feels like this, but this is, you know, they thought they counted me out. They thought it was over for me once I chose music over acting, and I'm back. And they, you know, I've had some slight wins here, but this is me to play you. Talk to me. I'm not asking you what to do. I'm asking you how to do it. He can only give you that advice. We can't run from that. That's the integral thing to do. We can't run from that, right? If you have the opportunity to ask him, you don't need to ask us. You don't need to pray to God. You don't need to toss and turn over it. Because you'll know morally, inherently, you'll know integral. You'll know, your integrity will let you know, oh, this is, I shouldn't do this. Or, okay, I should do this.
All right.
Because for all you know, I mean, you may or may not know, like, what's the issue or disconnect between him and the people putting on the movie? I don't know if you do.
I haven't even read the full script yet. So
maybe you almost, depending on how it's played, maybe you can become that middleman that helps him find a middle ground with the company that's doing it. Does that make sense? Like you know, you're not going to disrespect his legacy. You want to portray him in the most accurate light that you can muster as an actor. So maybe that would help put, I guess, a small Band-Aid over the wound that he's experiencing, where it's like, this isn't how I wanted it done. But I know that the person playing me has the best part of me in mind, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense on my behalf, but I also can see on the other side. It's just like, isn't playing in another one?
Yep.
Yeah.
It just also might be some loyalty shit. Like, I told them first, and I mean, who knows what it could be? But it's better for you to ask those questions to him rather than to have it on your mind. For it's like, you can't. Your decision isn't made. It's based on how you feel. But that's somebody that you looked up to. That's somebody that you've always wanted to play, and you finally got the role to play it. So why not ask the person at least what is his negative opinions on it? And it might be something that turns you off of the role. And it might be something that's like, you know what? I can play this role good enough that he'll respect what I do on this movie. So to young, to young Tristan, letter.
His fake name.
Keep it up. What is his fake name? Paul.
Thanks, guys. Paul. Paul. Keep it up, Paul. Don't let nobody stop you. Hey, this is Paul. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, guys.
Listen, Paul. Keep it up. Do your thing. And listen to your mom. She's awesome.
Yo, I like High Ryan. He is jokes.
He's awesome.
It looks like we did that in a great time. It looks like we did that in
perfect
great
timing.
Look at us. Look at us.
Love y'all.
Listen, first week back all together.
Needed some violence. We got it.
Violence. What's the violence?
Wow.
What do you mean?
Not too violent. It wasn't too violent.
We were stuck in a NASCAR left turn for 40 minutes.
Nah, you heard me. That?
I went by like
that's what it sounds like.
Jesus Christ.
And I tell you, if I see one of the motherfuckers in the road,
all right.
And thank you. Appreciate y'all, ladies and gentlemen, for coming.
I want to know who came up with the sound effects. Like, who was the first nigga to get hit with a car and somebody was like, that's what it sounded like. Because if I see gray teeth, I never mind.
All right. Anyways, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, and that was this episode. We appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you guys for listening every week.
And in the words of Ryan and the words of Fly Rye, taco, taco.
Yo, what? What?
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God. Yeah, love
you.
All right,
go ahead, send them home. Send the people home. Send the people home. Send the people home. Y'all know what y'all doing. Go ahead, send the people home. Since I don't know what I'm doing.
Guy is crazy, bro.
All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank
How
you.
How can
guys
they get a listen to Letter Red on air like they like we did yours?
Yeah, you gonna let them talk?
Yeah, no. Exactly. You can go to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Send in a listen to letter. You know, it doesn't have to be a relationship letter. It could literally be, you know, if you just want to, it could be career advice. It could be, you know, Paul had asked for career advice. You can ask for career advice as well. But send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. And if it is a relationship letter, Mouse Jones, what must they do?
Well, let me tell you what you do with your funky asses, okay? First and foremost, you're going to put your own fake motherfucking name in the subject line, or Che's going to read what the fuck is in front of her. Real Ron Burgundy style. Then what the fuck your funky ass gonna do is you gonna put a picture of you and your suitor or suitors, you know, shout out to the polygamy lifestyles, you know, do all that. You know, shout out to the Polly Pattersons, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. They
they're not together no more.
Yeah, they broke up. They broke up. Ooh. Spicy.
Talk about that. Did y'all know? Did we talk about this?
I thought I said that in the chat. They're not together.
We discussed this while you were gone.
There's three people who's not together no more.
They're all not together. They all broke up.
It's a three-way divorce.
Yo, get it. I we'll talk about that another time, man. Please.
Fuck that, Ryan. We're here now. Stop talking to me like you yo-yutting and I'm Nori. Glory. Dory.
It's a battery thing, sir. It's all a battery.
Whatever.
Thing.
All right. It's a battery thing. That's what she said. y'all can send the picture yourself and shoot us so we know. I ain't even got it for you. You know what to do. Send the pictures when you, if it's a relationship question. Make sure you find. Make sure you. What?
Get the pictures in the.
No, I sound like anybody but him. I don't like that. Ryan,
pictures. Get the pictures.
We are giving. We are certainly giving first episode back. This is ridiculous.
Oh man, I told you, end the shit.
Listen, y'all know what to do. Follow us on Guys Next Door on all social. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. Last but not least, make sure wherever you're listening, make sure you're subscribing, rating, liking, commenting. If you're listening on Apple, leave us a nice comment in a what? 5-star rating, because we need validation. So validate us. Or you may have to stay at home.
Body, bro.
See y'all on Thursday.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.